Made from Concentrate, Part 1. Concentrate all your thoughts upon the work at hand. The sun's rays do not burn until brought to a focus. Alexander Graham Bell. I may have mentioned it before, but I'm 54 years old and I'm from the Kool-Aid generation. I also think that I shared because of sugar and the gas crisis of the 70s, I can remember 16% interest and borrowing a cup of sugar from your neighbor. Now my mother, when she made Kool-Aid, used a quarter cup of sugar instead of the recommended one cup. Now that made the first quarter so a little tough going down, but that last glass, my sisters and I used to fight over that last glass as all the sugar settled down to the bottom of the pitcher, making it oh so sweet. It was that last glass that made me understand why kids would yell, "Hey, Kool-Aid!" I also remember being at church communion Sunday. My mom would be mixing Welch's grape juice from the can. She would squeeze the can and the slushy, icy, gooey concoction would ooze out into the pitcher. She would then fill it up with 3 cans of water and pour that water into the pitcher. Now, actually, she used 4 cans to make it stretch just a little bit further, but don't tell anybody. Mothers. As I stood beside her, I would take the lid from the grape juice and lick the top. My mouth would pucker and my glands would go into overload, but it was oh so good. "Mama, why is this so good?" I asked, still smacking my lips. "Baby, it's made from concentrate," she answered, opening another can to get ready for the congregation. "Why do you add water? It's great right out of the can," I exclaimed, licking the next top she handed me. "Baby, most people can't handle concentrate. That's why the directions on the can tell me to dilute it with water." "Well, I love concentrate." "You're special, superhuman, and you can handle anything," she said, rubbing my head. Some of you immediately see the connection, the metaphor, the simile, dare I say the parable. Some of what is keeping you from your greatness is not the environment, the economy, the boss, the leads, the haters, or the cold of winter. It is simply that you are not concentrating on your goal in an effective manner. What I know is that the best things in life are made from concentrate. And the more you concentrate and focus, the more clarity comes into your life, the sharper your goals become, and the more achievable they seem. So continue to concentrate, focus on your goal. Today, make it your job to focus and pursue your greatness. And until next time, I wish you money, power, success.